Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, and it's the 25th of November, and I'm recording at 9:49 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, well, mostly quiet markets here today, having recovered a little bit from the shock and initial concern over the Russian jet being shot down near Turkey incident. Markets got back to dealing with their overall background considerations, which for a lot of them, they had been strong at the end of October and in the very early of November. And they then saw reactions, predictably, and saw lows, established lows in the middle of November, and then have subsequently rallied back up and are near those early November highs, a little below those early November highs. Now, that's corrected the short-term oversold condition, created some short-term overbought conditions, mildly overbought conditions. I'm talking about on stochastic indicators for that background. But so far, the rallies are being held quite well. And looking at what happened in here today, well, the Asia-Pacific area, those markets were mostly a little lower. Japan was down three quarters of a percentage point for the Nikkei. No, beg your pardon. The Nikkei 225 was only down a third of a point. The Nikkei 400 was down a little more. And China, well, the mainland indices were certainly firmer. The Shanghai A-Share Index up 0.88 of a percentage point. It looks steady here overall. The Hong Kong indices are drifting in a consolidation down each quarter of a point to almost a third of a point. Becoming short-term oversold once again and near some previous support. So I think they look interesting and reasonably attractive at those levels. And the China background is a lot of concern over what's actually going on in the economy, but attractive valuations and short-term oversold conditions, as say, on those Hong Kong indices. And the rest of Asia Pacific, small declines for the most part. It's easier to pick up the winners, which Malaysia up a little over a third of a percentage point, and Indonesia up again 0.88 of 1%. Looking at the European stock markets here, these bounced back quite strongly, having been hit far harder than any other markets on the Russia-China incident news. And just to give you a few of the figures here, the German DAX index up 2.15%. That looks like the best gain, and yes, it is. But they're all solid gains of well over 1%. French CAC index up 1.5%. So is the Euro Stoxx 50 index. UK FTSE 100 index up nearly 1% here overall. Wall Street had a quiet day, was a little bit fractionally higher for most of it, then gave up those gains and it virtually closed unchanged, although the NASDAQ composite index is up a quarter of a percentage point, but the Dow and the S&P 500 virtually unchanged. And elsewhere, looking at US 10-year treasuries, they've been drifting sideways to slightly lower. And we have, when I last looked, 2.23% was level. So that's been hovering around that 2.3, 2.4 region for a number of days now. The VIX a little lower at 15.19. And the dollar index firm in here today pushed up over 100 again. Remember, it did that last week and then backed off. Pushed up, got up to 100.17. Could not hold it, but it's currently up 0.234 points. That give you the full index number. It's 99.765. 99.765. So just below that psychological 100 level, and I think it's going to nudge a little bit higher between now and the Fed announcement of that quarter point rate cut, and then it'll be very interesting to see if we get, well, I would think it's almost inevitable we'll get some profit taking. It's not going to be a shock surprise if we get a quarter point interest rate hike, because that's what everybody is expecting, and I think rightly so. Now, looking at other currencies here, the dollar's just steady all around, really, and that's including against the Chinese renminbi and the Indian rupee, and against the Japanese yen. The yen is at 122.71, so that's weakened a little further. The European rates, the euro down slightly, 1.0623. Sterling a little firmer. People liked George Osborne's confident budget delivery. And the pound is at 1.5128. Platinum, I'll go on to precious metals here. I'll start with palladium. Looks like palladium has the best gain here, up $13.5 to 555. And one of those magic numbers. And looking at the silver market, currently a fraction lower. 14.15 is the price, and that looks. No, I was going to say that's near the low of the day, but I'm quite wrong on that. It got down to a low of 13.995 and had a high of 14.24, so it's 9 cents off the high, and a fraction down on the day. Copper. Well, now I'll finish the precious metals. Platinum up $2.20 for, beg your pardon, 843.9. And gold bullion. Gold's a little easier, down just over $4 at 1071, and a little bit of change. Industrial metals were mostly a bit higher in here today. New York copper, high grade copper, is lagging here. Small reaction down, currently down 1.10. It's at 204.35, but that had a good upward dynamic yesterday. And while it didn't advance on that, it hasn't given up much either. And let's see, yes, I think I've already mentioned the other industrial metals, mostly a little bit firmer. Agricultural commodities, also some firmness. Soybeans higher, corn a little higher, although not wheat. And a mixed picture overall. But it's a quiet day here generally. I would say the best thing about it is that stock markets are steady in here overall. And if they can consolidate, holding most of those gains from the mid-November lows, that will be a positive indicator as we go into December. Remember, seasonally, this is a favorable time of the year, far more often than not. And I think that we don't really need to worry about a more extensive correction unless we see those mid-November lows taken out. They are not under pressure at this time. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.